And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When the United States first enacted a federal minimum wage law more than 80 years ago, the idea was simple: to assure that full-time workers could support themselves and their families. Today, that idea has become laughably obsolete. We saw proof of this tragic reality last week in a new report from the Government Accountability Office, which showed that millions of adults in the United States work full-time for wages so low that they qualify for food stamps. What's more, a large share of these workers are employed by giant and profitable corporations. In North Carolina, almost 3% of all the food stamp recipients in the state work for Walmart. Another nearly 2% work for Food Lion, and yet another 1.4% work for McDonald's. Now consider this. Over the most recent 12-month period, Walmart made almost $20 billion in profits. Profits that were hugely subsidized by U.S. taxpayers who pay billions to keep Walmart workers and their families from going hungry. The bottom line, if ever a report demonstrated the desperate need to significantly raise the minimum wage, this is the one. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.